Jim Rugg is one of Pittsburgh's most acclaimed comics artists. Now, one of his signature projects is coming to a long-delayed conclusion. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
Jim Rugg lives and works in Glenshaw, about 20 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh.
My drawing table is between two windows, you know, in a corner of a room.
Rugg is 42. He and his wife have lived here about 15 years.
I have a bird feeder outside of one of the windows. It's very nice here. It's a very quiet neighborhood, perfect place to work.
Rugg first made his name in comics with Street Angel, his edgy series with writer Brian Maruca about a homeless, skateboard-riding, dumpster-diving preteen girl superhero.
I had just grown very dissatisfied with what I was seeing at the comic book store, which was mostly, Punisher, Batman. It was 40-year-old or 30 or 40-year-old white male protagonists.
This was around 2003.
A lot of the stuff I make tends to be that way, where it's like I'm looking for something, I don't find it, so I'm going to try to make it myself.
The thing with Jim is he's about like 10 years ahead of the industry.
Pittsburgh-based artist Tom Scholey has credits including Marvel Comics.
Anytime I see one of his comics, it's always like every page has at least like one new trick that I've never seen in comics before.
The Plain Janes, Rugg's graphic novel series with writer Cecil Castellucci, broke new ground too. American comics have mostly been made for boys. Plain Janes follows a teenager named Jane whose family flees cosmopolitan Metro City after a terrorist bombing. Jane is an aspiring artist, and in her new suburban school's cafeteria, she approaches some fellow misfits.
Hi, I just moved here. My name is Jane. What's your name?
Jane.
That's theater Jane.
Jane.
Bookish science Jane.
Polly Jane.
And sporty Jane. Their secret club called the Plain Janes, for people loving art in neighborhoods, does playful guerrilla art, like building pyramids in vacant lots and spiking the town fountain with soap bubbles. And they aggravate the local cops. Plain Janes debuted in 2007. With its realistic setting and girl heroes, it was like little else in American comics.
Specifically with Plain Janes, I think we all liked the idea of the kind of art collective and the... for lack of a better term, the kind of rebel girl storyline.
Robin Brenner is a young adult librarian and comics expert in Massachusetts.
I think a lot of teens obviously can hook into that pretty easily, of feeling a little outside of what's happening.
Fans like Brenner enjoyed Rugg's simple but evocative black and white drawings.
I really like his line work and the kind of sense of energy that he gives expressions.
Plain Janes and its 2008 sequel, Janes in Love, were critical hits. Sales were another matter. Believe it or not, this was before publishers had latched onto young adult graphic novels, says Plain Janes writer Cecil Castellucci.
The librarians did not really know how to curate because there were barely any titles, so there was no infrastructure to support a line like that, graphic novels in bookstores and in libraries.
Worse still, Minx, the adventuresome DC Comics imprint that published Plain Janes, folded that very year. Rugg and Castellucci, who is based in Los Angeles, moved on to other projects. But the Janes remained alive, Castellucci says.
I still get emails probably like once a month, every 6 weeks, about the Plain Janes, and have for the last decade.
Recently, the two found a new publisher. And so next month, for the first time since 2008, there's a new Janes book. The hardback includes the first two installments, alongside the long-awaited final part of the trilogy titled Jane's Attack Back, which takes the girls through high school graduation. In a publishing landscape where young adult graphic novels with women protagonists now have a ready market, it will be interesting to see how it's received. Rugg, for one, can't wait.
Getting to actually wrap it up for readers, I'm so excited to get it into readers' hands.
Publication is January 7th. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
Jim Rugg speaks at Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures January 23rd.